Today on Movie Rollouts, we review Underwater. Time for Movie Rollouts. Hi, this is Joe.
Hi, it's Rashmi.
And Yusri as well.
Movie Rollouts is your weekly dose of film reviews, movie news, and general banter in theatres, on DVD, online streaming, or in the back of an airplane. If you love the movies, this show is for you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy January.
Yes. I'm not sure when you're allowed to keep saying Happy New Year until.
I think.
What's the cutoff?
We've had this debate.
February 1st. Okay.
Is that what we... I think
it's what the three of us agreed. I don't know if the world agrees with us.
Yeah, there's definitely a period after which it's inappropriate.
Yeah, but like July.
I think I have. I think I've said it as late as April.
You know, I guess if you see someone for the first
exactly
time,
who you're seeing,
then
right.
Why shouldn't you wish them?
They looked at me like I was an idiot.
Huh? I guess it's Chinese New Year at the end of January.
True that, yes.
It's already confusing enough why you're throwing in
other
lunar
countries.
Calendars and so on and so forth. Well, anyway, Happy New Year to everyone. I think we have had one podcast released just slightly after the holiday, so technically this isn't the first episode that you're hearing, but it's definitely our first one recorded of the year. And we are in the midst of award season, so the SAGs have happened and the Globes have happened, and we'll talk a little bit more in a future show, coming very soon, actually, about our thoughts on 2019 as a whole, as well as what's going on with the Oscar nomination. So do stay tuned for our next podcast, probably, where we get to talk about those things, and then you can throw things at your iPod or... podcast playing device when you disagree thoroughly with what we have to say. But nonetheless, we do have just one movie to review this week, Underwater. But before we go there, we finally, after probably five or six episodes, have the chance to talk about streaming picks. So we try and do a segment once in a while. I can't find anything to watch on VOD. And we do that because the choice is basically overwhelming.
Yes.
And if, like me, you sit down to watch something and then...
An hour and a half later, we still haven't put anything on.
It's a commitment, right? You sit down, you want to watch a movie, and then you're like, shall I watch this one? Shall I watch that one?
I get so upset. We've talked about this so many times. Yeah, but the process of finding something, despite having a queue... is still horrendous.
I don't think they've cracked it yet. I think Netflix used to have a really good recommendation engine and then they broke it.
Yeah.
Like Pandora has a good one. If you pick if you tell it what kind of songs you like, it'll give you new songs that you really do like. So I don't know why Netflix doesn't work.
Yeah. And you should be able to prioritize them so you just know. Yeah. You should be able to sort your films that you've got in your queue by like genre or by... length or by actor. Anyway.
Never mind. Movie Rollouts are here to the rescue.
Correct.
Because we have three movies handpicked by us.
Yes.
For your delight that I think you'll get a kick out of watching. So why don't we go around the table and let everyone know what's in our queue and what should be in theirs.
Okay, so here is a really funny movie. I love this movie. This is probably one of my favorite of the decade. It's a small movie that came along in 2017, came with zero fanfare. I think it was a straight to Netflix, but it is wonderful. It is called The Little Hours. Basically, I'm going to read you the description. In the Middle Ages, a young servant fleeing from his master takes refuge at a convent full of emotionally unstable nuns. Introduced as a deaf-mute man, he must fight to hold his cover as the nuns try to resist temptation. This has got an amazing cast of people. It's got Alison Brie, Dave Franco, Aubrey Plaza, John C. Reilly, Molly Shannon, Fred Armiston, Jemima Kirk's in this, Nick Offerman's in here. There are so many funny people doing really hilarious things in
this.
And
I think Aubrey Plaza is one of the producers.
This is such a crazy, if you like, it's kind of in the same vein as kind of like a... Taika Waititi type of humor. It's very strange, but it's super funny. So The Little Hours is my recommendation on Netflix.
Excellent. Yes.
So this afternoon, this woman had her fingers in my mouth as I was...
Sounds like an interesting afternoon.
Yes.
As I was sitting in the dentist
chair. I'm blushing.
As I was sitting in the dentist chair. And
you
she
ruined
was
it.
She was telling me the same thing, is that she's like, I cannot find anything to watch on Netflix. And because she had her fingers in my mouth...
I couldn't reply.
We have a great podcast that I can tell you about those things.
Anyway...
You should have opened your shirt with your movie Wallace tattoo on your chest.
I think she might call her HR people if I open my shirt.
I was going to say, she had her fingers in his mouth at that point. So Yasti starting to strip and undress might have led to certain awkward circumstances.
But anyway, as her fingers were continued being in your mouth, yes, you decided...
I decided that a good recommendation for her might be the movie Kon-Tiki. It's K-O-N hyphen T-I-K-I.
Oscar nom.
It was nominated for Best Foreign Film about 5 years ago. And the movie itself is a reenactment of a documentary from about 10 years earlier, which is based on exactly the same concept, which is essentially this, that there was a group of Norwegian scientists who believe that there's a lot of similarity in some of the statues seen in Polynesian islands as those seen in South America. And fruits such as the pineapple would have never crossed across the ocean by itself and arrived to the Polynesian Islands. And at that time, everybody, you know, laughed at them that, you know, 1,000 years ago, nobody could have, you know, with the means that they had, nobody could have possibly crossed the ocean.
Right.
So this particular scientist took it upon himself to build a raft just with wood and rope, using only the kind of techniques which were available 1,000 years ago. And he and a crew of people set off to cross the ocean just with that. And this is based on a true story. And it is as thrilling as it gets. And there are sharks and there are storms and there are, you know, mutiny on this group of people. It's really very thrilling. It's beautifully realized. It's incredible. It has really some of the most tense last 30 minutes of a movie. Strongly recommended, mostly because it's based on a true story and it's done exceptionally well. Again, it's called Kon-Tiki, K-O-N-T-I-K-I.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Joseph.
So I was going to do 22 July, but Rashmi reminded me that we have spoken extensively about that. So if you haven't already watched 22 July...
Joe just did a Yasti again.
I snuck one.
You should, by the way, 22 July
brilliant.
Was my number one
it
movie
is very,
of that
very
year.
Good.
Very, very powerful movie. The movie that I'm going to recommend instead is the movie Little Boxes. So this is a movie that you guys saw this at the...
We saw this at Tribeca.
Tribeca. I managed to see it finally on the plane a few months ago. And
it's so cute.
It's a kind of a gentle comedy coming of age, starring our very favorite Melanie Lynskey, who I keep waiting for her day to come for the world to know. But I think she definitely picks these kind of small project, and it's kind of a comedy drama. It's
dramedy.
Set. There you go, comedy drama, and maybe
it's a fish out of water story, somewhat.
Yeah, it's got a lot of little things to say. It's about an interracial couple. They have a preteen son, and they move to a new neighborhood, and then struggle to kind of adapt to their life. So, it's got some very poignant little observations about, race, life, prejudice, expectations, assimilation.
Suburbia.
It's all done with a kind of a comedic twist, but it's also done, with an eye to kind of, just pointing out the experience that this particular family has. So the movie is Little Boxes. It's available on Netflix. It's a really short watch. It's an hour and a half.
It's very easy.
And if you're just looking for something that's not too much hard work, that's not, balls to the walls funny, but, kind of insightful
and heartwarming and relevant.
An absolute charmer. It's such a charmer. The little boy who plays their son is...
adorable.
Excellent. Yeah, I was hoping to see more of him. I think he did a really fine job in that role. So, Little Boxes, Rashmi, your pick is...
The Little Hours.
And Yasti?
Kon-Tiki.
K-O-N-T-I-K-I. I'll spell that one more time just because it's a funny name.
Yes.
So, plenty to watch.
But forget what Joe and Rashmi said. Watch Little Boxes. We all love yeah, it's just true. It's an incredible
it's film. A very, very cute movie.
So yeah, plenty to watch on VOD, Amazon. Gosh, we even have hit up the Apple service, which had you know, some good TV stuff. So yeah, loads and loads to watch on VOD. Don't struggle. Listen to some back episodes if you're stuck. Okay, only one movie then to talk about in this podcast. So why don't we get into it straight away and then we can move on with life. So Rashmi, what's...
Okay, so a crew of underwater researchers must scramble to safety after an earthquake devastates their subterranean laboratory. So this is directed by William Eubank and written by Brian Duffield, Adam Kozad and William Eubank, and it stars Kristen Stewart, Vincent Cassell, who I love, Jessica Henwick, John Gallagher Jr., who I also like.
From Short Term 12.
Yes, Mamadou Athi, Gunnar Wright, and TJ Miller. So not many people. It's not a huge cast. And I've seen the trailer where they're, you know, 7 miles underwater and then there's a bang and it starts leaking. So Yazdi, you are the only one who saw this. It sounds like underwater horror.
Yeah, it's a horror movie. I was surprised you went to see this one at all.
I wouldn't call it horror. I mean, maybe in the way that Alien is horror. Would you consider Alien horror?
Yeah.
It's it's very, very suspenseful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So worth watching. I kind of like the premise, but I'm scared I'll be claustrophobic.
No, you'll be fine.
Okay.
You will be... Well, so remember last year or the year before, there was a movie called Life.
Yes.
Which had Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Yes,
and we thought there was going to be a sequel.
And that movie was a complete shameless ripoff of so many movies, primarily... mainly Alien, and aliens and so forth. And I loved the hell out of that movie. Everybody else thought, you know, we've seen this before. So this movie, this kind of stuff is completely my jam. I mean, you and I, Joey, have spoken a lot of times how much my well of regard for Aliens is never going to dry up. I love that movie. I've watched it many times. And anybody who is this movie too is really, 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 they owe a lot to Aliens. Whoever has made this, you know, they probably grew up with Aliens and they want to do a version of that. So this is Aliens Underwater.
Is it homage?
It's absolutely an homage. There is Kristen Stewart is Sigourney Weaver. There is a part in the movie where at the very end, you know, this female character.
Get away from her, you bitch.
Exactly. There's a queen alien. And, you know, she strips off all her clothes and she's in these black panties, which, you know, Sigourney Weaver famously had in Aliens. So there's a lot of homage to Aliens.
But it looks very Cameron-esque, yeah.
But it's done with... I mean, this movie, I think, got released a year later after it was made. It had some distribution problems, but it looks amazing. And I would have never guessed in 100 years... that Kristen Stewart would be like action hero material. But she seems very capable.
She's pretty kick-ass.
She has this very butch haircut. Yeah. And she's very lean. And she's very no-nonsense.
Well, she's just protective. In the reboot of Charlie's Angels, which...
Correct.
Which, you know, crashed and burned. But she was one of the angels.
Yeah, so she's very good here. I think a measure of how good the movie is just the first 10 minutes of it. I didn't expect it to start that strong. And then it just keeps going. It's like there's something out there which is out to get us. And it's, you know, and they are completely disconnected from the rest of the world. Because
well, they're 7 miles underwater.
7 miles underwater.
Is it Mariana Trench or whatever?
Correct. One of those trenches. And I think the other thing it does very well is it plays... with first-person vision. So every time, for the most part, 90% of the time, you are seeing what she or the other characters are seeing. And the fact that when you're that deep in the water, everything looks like an alien, right? I mean, any little plants look like aliens. So you're always playing this cat and mouse game like, oh, what did she just see? Oh, are those eyes? Oh, what's going on? So it really plays very well.
It takes
that to its advantage. Eventually, it kind of becomes this game of... remember the movie The Grey with...
Liam Neeson.
With Liam Neeson, where...
The wolves and...
Wolves, and there's this group of 10, and then now it's like, who's the next one who's going to die? And now we're down to 7, and now we're down to... So it does that as well. But look, I mean, somebody might see this and they might find it very derivative and they might think we've seen this 100 times before. Like I said, this is completely my jam. I thrill to it. I love to it. This movie looks like $1 million. It's crisp. It's modern looking.
Wow.
I really liked it. I really liked it.
Score? It's definitely
7 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why. Just because something is derivative of something else. If you do it well,
it's true.
It's that doesn't make it a lesser film.
Correct.
It's an homage, right?
Well, correct.
So, you know, we talk about this at times, and
because let's face it, I was just going to say every romantic comedy is derivative.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we talk about this from time to time, where you have the Rotten Tomatoes critic score versus the audience score. And oftentimes the critics can be a little snooty. You know, I'll probably have to classify us in that category from time to time, where we do look down upon things that we've kind of seen before, as opposed to something that advances the art. So there's a couple of different ways that you can look at a movie, but sometimes you just have to put that aside and say, is this entertaining or not? And I forget that at times as well. You know, I kind of get a little snooty. Is this one of those where the fun of the movie is kind of overlooked because the movie is such a carbon copy of something that's gone before? Or
I don't think it's such a carbon copy. I think somebody...
So it's inspired by
it's
versus...
It's inspired by it, okay. Yeah. And, you know, there's some things which are so classic that they keep on working. Like, you know, there's that famous scene from Aliens where they have their little watches in which they can see like
motion trackers
and then and then eventually it's like that thing is right where they are and they're like, where is this? I don't see it. And then they realize it's either up above them or down below them. That stuff always works. It always works. So I don't know. It's not lazy at all.
Okay.
It's just inspired by this, and it's really a good creature feature, you know, and I think the production design is excellent. And then the creature, when you see it, looks reasonably like a mutated aquatic creature. I mean, it doesn't look like you took a monster from the land and put it under the water. It looks like something which could have evolved in the water.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great movie to watch on a Friday night or at the back of an airplane.
And it sounds like on a big screen.
And a big screen, yeah. Mm. And Kristen Stewart surprisingly kicks butt. Mm. So I'm for this kind of stuff. Give that to me any day.
It sounds like a good release for January because, you know, you know, January can be a little bit suspect if you're not watching Oscar picks and, you know, getting caught up on some of the award season. So that sounds like a good antidote to some of the things that might otherwise be, you know, at the end of your movie ticketing, purchasing experience.
Yeah. And I close my eyes like at least 3 times because I'm like, okay, this is very scary. This might give me nightmares. I'm just going to close my eyes now.
I might go catch it because, you know, we haven't talked about it too much, but we do have, Rashmi and I at least, bought the AMC movie subscription where you get to see up to 3 movies a week. And these films are great for that kind of consumption.
Totally.
Like, you know, I can't figure out if AMC's come out ahead or not. I kind of feel like they have because we don't always get to see enough movies, you know, movies a month to make the subscription valid. But for this kind of thing, I love the disposability of being able to just pop in and see something. And if you don't like it, well, you know, you lost a little time, but, you know, you gave it a go. Cool. Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up the podcast relatively quickly today. So again, thanks for tuning in and listening. In part, we have a long discussion that I anticipate in the next podcast. So prepare yourselves for a bumper issue.
Extravaganza.
Of Movie-Wallahs, where we talk about the awards and our favorite movies of the year and the Oscars and so on and so forth. So buckle up and we'll be back in the not too distant future with the podcast. So let us know what you think of Underwater, any of the movies that we've talked about, and our Netflix picks. Twitter.com/MovieWallahs, Facebook.com/MovieWallahs, Instagram.com/MovieWallahs. Follow us on social media, interact with us. We'd love to hear from you. Until our next episode, too many movies, too little time. Goodbye from me.
And me.
And me as well.